Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Thursday, July 1st, 2021. I like that it's July. I love July. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill's been my dentist for the last 28 years. I picked up the phone 28 years ago. I said, Dr. Mike, can I be your next new patient? He said, sure. In that 20 years, I've never gone to another dentist. Call him. Make that decision for yourself today. Take control of your dental health. 317-849-2933. Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. The NCAA finally did it today. Rules went into effect that will allow student athletes to monetize their name, image, and likeness, their brand value. And it's about freaking time. It is a great thing that the NCAA has finally decided to do this, but I wish they would have done it years ago because, number one, it benefits everybody. Number two, they would have been doing the right thing because it was the right thing and for no other reason. Instead, they waited until state legislatures put a gun to the NCAA's head and said, you either change your rules or we're going to supersede your rules with our legislation and we are going to mandate that this rule change within our state. And if that had happened, you would have had 50 different laws in 50 different states governing NIL brand monetization in different ways, and it would have been mind-boggling. The NCAA's head would have exploded. So they had to sit down at a table and craft a solution of their own. If they had just done this a few years ago, and why wouldn't they do it a few years ago? It benefits everyone. It benefits the NCAA. It benefits the schools. It benefits the student-athletes. There is no loser in allowing student athletes to monetize their brand as long as it's done within an acceptable framework. That's what Indiana's trying to do. Indiana is using the Excellence Academy, they're using the Kelley School of Business to guide student athletes toward maximum profit for exposing their brand and utilizing their brand. And it's a good thing. And in recruiting, the schools who do this best, they're going to have a recruiting advantage. So it's to everybody's advantage to make sure that each school, it's to each school's advantage to do this as well as they can and try to make some money for their student athletes. And why is that a bad thing? Why do we demand that student athletes live in poverty? I don't understand it. And I know they get, you know, kind of a, they get obviously scholarships for room and board and tuition, and then they get kind of a stipend that takes care of some of their expenses. But why shouldn't they be allowed to make more money? Why is it okay for a guy like Archie Miller to make $3.5 million a year when he was at Indiana, Tom Crean before him making a similar amount of money? Why is it okay for those guys to profit so heavily for delivering a positive basketball product? Tom Allen's making more than that. Tom Allen's making in the fours, I think just short of $5 million a year. for putting a football team together and having them thrill us every Saturday on Memorial Stadium. Why is that great, but it's not great to have student athletes have some cash in their pocket and maybe build a little bit of a nest egg so when they go out into the world, they can go do something with it. They can put a down payment on a house. They can kind of move forward in their life after they devote so much time, attention, energy to those athletic exploits. Why? Sure, they've got an opportunity, some of them, at the very highest level to go play professional sports and monetize their ability at a really high level. I had a comment today on the YouTube channel. Good commenter who comments often, talking about Romeo Langford and how it was disloyal for Romeo Langford to leave Indiana after 1 year, and how it was Trace Jackson Davis. It was to his benefit that he is staying for a third year. That's a decision we can't make for a kid. Look, Romeo Langford is from New Albany, Indiana. I'm not going to tell you exactly where Romeo Langford and his family lived in New Albany, but it wasn't a great part of town, all right? So if you've got a guy, if Romeo, let's take the parents out of it. Romeo is at Indiana, and he is told by people, correctly, that if he enters the NBA draft after his freshman year, he's going to be a middle-tier first-round draft pick. Are you not going to go? He has made, over his 2 years in the NBA, $7 million. He's 19, 20 years old, all right? Romeo Langford has made more money in the last 2 years playing professional basketball than I have made in my life. That's a lot of money. That has lifted his family out of where they lived and put them in a completely different place. Safer, more fun, more comfortable. How is that a bad thing? And if you can do that, is then it, what should you be loyal to? Should you be loyal to those guys that you play with on a college campus? Or should you be loyal to your family where you can lift those people out of their current surroundings, which aren't terribly positive, and move them to someplace much nicer? And Romeo Langford's going to make, if they pick up his option for year four, he's going to make another $10 million a year, close to that, during the next 2 years. That's a lot of money. That's $17 million during his first 4 years as a professional. That takes him 1 year post 4 years in college. $17 million. He should stay at Indiana and play at Indiana, or he should take that money and go build a life for his family. Go build a house. Make his family comfortable. Make his family safe. Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that something to be proud of if you're an Indiana University basketball fan, that Romeo Langford was able to do that? I know that fans didn't get what they wanted out of Romeo Langford. There was no NCAA tournament. There was no banner, no Big Ten title, none of that. Romeo, one of the top recruits in his class. However, Indiana put this kid in a position, and the kid did too, in a position where he could win for his family. If you were in that same position, and let's take athletics out of it. Let's say you got an academic scholarship to Indiana. And after your first year there, some business came along and said, dude, I want to pay you $17 million over the next 4 years, or let's just say seven over the next two. So you coming, or are you going to stick around, honor your scholarship, and get your degree? Are you kidding? You would leave Bloomington like it was burning, and nobody would blame you for that. And we shouldn't blame Romeo Langford for doing what he did. Romeo did exactly what the vast majority of us would do, given the same circumstances. And we can't apply our individual circumstances to Romeo's world or anybody else's world, because we do not know what their world is. I look around, I love our house. It's a great house, great backyard. It's roomy, it's got nice amenities. I enjoy this place. You know what I mean? If I lived in Chicago, how about this? In Chicago, I lived in a 600 square foot apartment on the ground floor of a four flat. You know what? Would I not, given the circumstance, would I not leave Chicago and that apartment, which I loved also, to come down here and earn enough money so my son can go to school where we would like him to go to school and be able to pursue his potential, both as a student and as a basketball player? Hell yes. And so he did. And I don't regret that. I don't feel like I was being disloyal to the city of Chicago or the people we left behind in Chicago. I don't feel that. I feel like we came down here for family, to put our son in a position where he could become the best version of himself that he could be. And he did. And I make apologies to no one for that. And I don't expect that Romeo Langford's going to make an apology to anybody for leaving Indiana after a year because he wanted to put his family in a more positive environment. I think that's a good thing, ultimately. Let's stick with the NBA. Giannis, he is out for Game 5. We don't know about Trae Young for tonight. He's going to go through warm-ups like he did on Tuesday night, see how he feels, and if he can play, he's going to go. He's got a bone bruise in his right foot. If it has responded to treatment and he can move around without great pain, he's going to go. Giannis is not going to go. And so, 2-2, going into the game tonight, somebody's going to have a 3-2 lead. You know what? What a series. What fun. And it is a little bit too bad that we haven't seen these teams, a lot of teams in the playoffs, at full strength. The best player on a bunch of teams has been out, including Kawhi Leonard last night, for the Los Angeles Clippers. So Kawhi Leonard's out, and the Clippers, they lose by a gob. And Paul George is asked at the end of the game in the post-game presser, hey, what would this have been, what would this series have been with Kawhi available? And Paul George said, we'd be going on. This series would be a lot different. Talk about one of the best players in the league being out. Yet, we were inches away. That's Paul George. That's exactly Paul George. That's exactly what you would expect to hear from Paul George after a night when he scored 21 points, which was less than 20% of his team's offensive output. He did play 41 minutes, so good for him. He kind of tried to ball out. He was one of six from beyond the arc. Not real good last night. And so he said, you know, if Kawhi was here, it would have been different. That he looks for alibis. There has never been a professional athlete that I've watched closely, especially when he was here with the Pacers, who embraced the results of adversity to this extent. He doesn't fight adversity. He embraces it because losing is easier than winning. Michael Jordan. I know Paul George is never going to be Michael Jordan, and only in this limited window am I going to compare the two guys. What did Jordan say after Scottie Pippen played really poorly in the elimination game, Game 7 of the 1990 Eastern Conference Finals, when asked about Scottie and his migraine? Michael Jordan said, these things happen for some reason, and you have to deal with what you have. You have to take your lumps and move on. Meaning, here's adversity. We got to find a way to move on and next year overcome it. So what did Michael Jordan do? Michael Jordan went to work, right? And he brought Scottie Pippen along with him. And they won the next three NBA championships. Michael Jordan's dad is murdered. Michael Jordan goes to play in the minor leagues for the Chicago White Sox around St. Patrick's Day in 1995. He comes back. That short window of time in the regular season, he can't get his wind back. He can't play at the Michael Jordan level that he expects to play at. And they're eliminated by the Orlando Magic in the playoffs. The next 3 years, they win championships. Because Michael Jordan was a champion who saw adversity and said, oh, no, I'm not playing. I'm moving through this. I'm working through it. And I'm going to become better because of it. And you know what, Scotty? You are too. So let's go, because we are not going to have this happen in 1991 when we play the Detroit Pistons again in the Eastern Conference Finals. And they didn't. And then they lost Game 1 of the NBA Finals to the Lakers. What'd they do? They won the next four. That's what you do when adversity shows up at your door. You answer it, and you move past it, and you overcome it, and you become a champion. Paul George will never do that. Because that's not who Paul George is. Now, if he someday becomes like the third option on some team, you know what? Okay. he's got a chance to win a championship. But as a Batman, he has no chance. As a Robin, very, very limited chance. Because he doesn't have any self-belief. He has no self-belief. He has no self-awareness. He is the weirdest professional athlete I've ever met and spoken to. The weirdest. He says what he thinks you want him to say, not what he feels in his heart, because I don't know that he knows where that is or what his heart actually believes. He is rudderless. He has no true north. And I feel terrible for him because this is what he is and it's what he's going to be. And he's on his way to being a different guy when he was in Indianapolis. And then he became PG-13. And when he became a brand, he lost his soul. And when he lost his soul, he lost his ability to overcome adversity. And so we're dealing with this nonsense. Oh, we'd still be going on. Okay, is that right? Maybe he is right. But for God's sake, stand there and say, look, things happen. We got to find a way to be better. Do that. I got some respect for you. For what Paul George said last night, no respect whatsoever. Tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent, bright and early, 8 o'clock on this YouTube channel, if you're watching this on YouTube. And then immediately thereafter on Facebook Live. I cannot wait to talk to you then. It's a holiday weekend. Going to be all kinds of fun, and the weather's going to be beautiful in central Indiana.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.